The little timer should go.
Okay, the Yorkville Public Library Combined Finance and Community Relation Committee meeting has begun. It is 6:03. Members present, Barb Johnson.
Sandy Lindblom.
Russ Walter.
Carola Chance.
And our library director.
Michelle Pfister.
All right, tonight we are going to be, we have no visitors. We have no public comment, so we'll just go right into exploring funding for additional hours. Okay, so does anybody remember for sure? I don't know that I wrote it down, but maybe I did. I thought Carol would be, or Susan would be here. Obviously, I didn't write it down. We don't have it, Sandy.
I'm just going to dig out.
Can we figure what we were going to do? 3 hours. Is this a Sunday that we're talking about?
Well, I think that...
Or add-on.
I think it's any or or. Joanne talked about, I think there's two things we need to talk about. Coffee shop is one. The second one is I really like that adopt a Sunday. Mm-hmm. I think that makes a lot of sense. If we can go to the Lions Club, who already supports this, and say, this is how much it costs to stay open on Sunday. We'd like to do this for a year. So all you need are 12, you need 12 sponsors. And see if they would, well, if you did it just once a week. Hello, Wameka. Wameka Rodriguez is also present. We're just saying that looking at extended hours, there's two things. Coffee shop. We have to either decide we're going to do something with the coffee shop or stop talking about it. Mm-hmm. And the second one is the adopt a Sunday, or if there's anything else we can think of to come up with more money. Does anybody have any other ideas besides those two?
So the merchants would adopt one.
Well, or even if it's just a week, then you'd have to have a lot more sponsors. Mm-hmm. But
like 52.
Yeah, like 52. But I don't know that that's completely unreasonable. Is it? I don't remember how much it cost per... Do you remember, Wameka? Did you write that down?
Well, I did, but I didn't bring it with me. I did write down how much she said it cost.
What about, we've brought this a couple times, is to run a race.
I think that's also an excellent idea.
A hometown days race.
Yeah.
Or sometime. Hometown days would be probably the ideal way.
And they're also doing that
we have the summer solstice already, so if we wanted our own race...
Is there a summer solstice race already?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. Okay, so
on June 22nd, I'm running in that.
All right.
And then Autumn Creek did their end-of-the-year race. I don't really think there's anybody doing anything in August/September a lot. There's a turkey one. Another park district has one in November.
In November, yeah. Well, I know you said that your church ran one and did really well.
Lisbon Grade School did one.
Oh, that's your church.
And then raised something like $12,000.
Whoa.
And Lisbon is like
right.
a town this big.
Yeah, it is.
The only thing about Lisbon, though, they probably don't have as many as we do. So they're not. So they're putting all their eggs in one basket.
Yeah, yeah.
But if we promote it, mm-hmm. and we could do it around the time that we do the book sale, which is isn't mm-hmm. that hometown days,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
which is what you said before.
Yeah. But we need probably 15 to 20 helpers.
Okay. Well,
let's stand on a corner and go that way.
All right. Well, let's just brainstorm what
hey,
what you think.
Hey, route them down my street. I'll be after.
All right. Let's at least brainstorm the things that we need for the three ideas. So to do your race, what do you think you need, Russ?
Probably about 15 volunteers to stand on the corners. We need water. There'll be water stations.
All right. Well, we have nine board members. So nine board members who bring a friend. That should be your volunteers then.
Yeah.
Minimally.
Because the friends will be working the book sale.
Right.
Right.
Then it would be, I know the park board has the route through Conover back here. So we could work with Tim Evans.
Mm-hmm. You need them to mark the route.
Police to block the street. They'll be here anyway because of hometown days.
Who did the most recent one? They just did one.
That Peyton one?
Yeah, the Walter Peyton one is the one that starts at the grade school.
Who did that though?
Kendall County. It's not us. But I know the lady who used to run the Bristol Bay Boogie. She's not doing it anymore. She because her kids are not going to be at Bristol Bay. They're both going to be middle schoolers next year. And she said summer is good because we would have wanted to start already, but we could get one even if it was small this year. It's not a moneymaker, but she wanted it to be something that people look forward to having every year. You need to just go ahead and get it on the calendar. Next year it would be in the park district sends out their book for hometown days. They already sent that out with the hometown days. It would be in it for next year, you know.
And there's no race right now?
No.
All right. So let's assume that we just do this year.
We could always ask them.
Yeah.
To make sure there's no race.
Well, chances are we wouldn't be able to get a timer, so that expense is
you mean one of those real timers?
Yeah.
But when you do that, that's when you get people who don't even live here signing up because they need to qualify for other races, so they like.
So how much does that cost?
I'm trying to remember what Tim told me when I was working on it. I think he averaged it out. It's about $3 a runner.
How many runners, though?
I forget.
It could be cheap and it could be expensive.
Yeah, I forget.
Is it a flat fee?
It's a flat fee.
Oh.
Well, having my daughter all run, I know those timers are important. They those timers.
Well, I do the hot chocolate race, and you can't, to get into certain corrals, they want you to show your time from a timed run.
Yeah.
So, like timers, they have websites they run and everything. So then you can go on there. All I did had I screenshotted my time from the Bristol Bay Run, which was a timed run, to prove that I was an 11-minute a mile person. So people want that time.
Yeah, but after they line up, everybody just kind of moves.
You want that time. I was just doing it for my 5K, my personal best. Other people do it because they need to qualify for halves and full marathons.
Right.
They need that time, however many. I mean, it could start out fun this year and then next year be a timed run.
Yeah.
But then it's on the calendar. People are looking forward to the race.
And then if there are T-shirts involved, then you got to find somebody that's either going to sponsor the T-shirts. I think the biggest thing is to sponsor for all the expense of the race. I mean, it's minimal. But
all right, so let's just think about who would that be? Who in town would be such a person? Brenner's Eye Care.
Yeah.
So he might, I mean.
Club 47 would.
Club 47, okay.
Well, they're still up here.
Boomba, maybe.
They used to, was it Boomba? No, it was Boot Camp used to come out and do our
warm-up. Might give us water or something.
The problem with Jewel, though, is that they tend to do that a year in advance.
Yeah.
So those big companies, this Jewel is not making the decision. Corporate's making the decision.
Right.
So these three people are making their own decisions.
Right.
So who else has money?
Do they still? I think they're still in Yorkville. The Yorkville boot camp. They moved to where Mike and Denise's is. They took over that.
Mike and Denise might.
Yeah. Be something to bring up at the chamber meeting.
But the athletic.
Do we have a chamber meeting coming up soon?
There's a breakfast coming. June
24th. There you go.
I'm gone then. Who can go to that and ask? Russ, that sounds like something you might want to do.
If I wasn't working.
Oh, June 24th. I'm gone
that
week.
It's like a Friday.
Yeah.
I work that day too.
Yeah. They have a breakfast.
22, 23?
They have a breakfast.
It's a Friday.
It's a I thought it was a Thursday. No, it is Friday. It's the 21st.
When is their next meeting?
They have to
go
to their meetings.
Chamber meeting.
They're not regular.
How about Atlas?
Oh.
Atlas Therapy?
Yeah, that's Chuck.
Oh, that's
Chuck Clark.
Oh, that's Chuck Clark. He's one of my students, former students.
He
probably doesn't remember me very kindly, though. I had issues with him taking a test
Dave,
once.
Don't pass that one.
Yeah.
Dave,
Mel's, it's an M word.
Yes. Had their kids.
He lives in Plano, or he goes to church in Plano.
Yeah, but he lives here in the Yardville.
Oh, does he? What is his? No.
No, you don't.
All right, he's a possibility. All right, Michelle, now think about who comes to the library a lot and loves the library that might have be a sponsor. That really would be interested in sponsoring
that chiropractor,
race.
Strike?
Sturkey.
Sturkey?
Never heard of them.
They're over. They used to be a lot, do a lot over at the Club 47.
I went there for a while. They're over.
I wonder if Edwards Hospital.
I was thinking that too. Or how about the Morris Hospital that has a satellite down here?
Even Copley.
Edward? Copley?
Dreyer.
Okay. So we need to find a sponsor ASAP.
Lots of them. Especially if we're going to do...
I don't know. They're into dancing, jazz, tap.
I was just saying those exercise groups are good. They like to have their name on the back of the shirt.
Yeah, they do. YPAC might.
How about...
Priority Health, whatever she's called now, the chiropractor.
Yeah, because she might have a lot of business after the race.
Yeah. True.
Well, the thing is, they at these races, you can have booths. Mm-hmm. They pay differently for booths, so...
So afterwards, they can come and promote their
like own business. Boot camp had their own thing. Yeah. They did our warm-up, and they had a booth, so people were interested in signing up for their boot camp and becoming members, so that was good business for them. Yeah. Chiropractic, I think I've seen at the Sweetness Run...
Were they?
Walgreens has been at them before, but you have
Walgreens,
to know
Walgreens, Target.
Yeah, Walgreens even makes you little goodie bags.
Yeah.
Life Pack would do something like that to promote. It's a good organization, Life Pack.
Life Pack? That's a fine arts place. Yeah.
They're a Christian place.
Okay.
I'm wondering if to do this right, maybe we should... plan it for not this year, but next year.
That's why I think you should have a fun run for this year.
Yeah.
And do a where the money people register, because I would register even if it wasn't a time race. You're still going to probably, if you advertise it well, mm-hmm. you might get 100 to 200 people who register just to support the library. But it's on the calendar. It's something that you had it, because otherwise these businesses are like, this is something you're trying to do. No, we had it this year. Next year will be a timed race.
Okay.
So this year, like when you charge $30, you charge say $25 advance, $35 day of. The $25 covers the t-shirt. Mm-hmm. You get a cool t-shirt. I know a guy, all my t-shirts, when you order more than 50 t-shirts, he'll give you a t-shirt that has one color on it for $5 a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. So you're still going to make, say you charge $25. Mm-hmm. You're going to make $20 a person in profit. Then it just depends on what your other costs are. Water, we can completely cover ourselves. Volunteers, I have a step team that my high school step team has volunteered for the Bristol Bay Boogie for years. They kind of expect that they're going to be standing outside telling people, run this way. They step, like they're literally like,
you can do it, like they step
on the corners, it's fun. Because you need the other volunteers for like the sign in, the registration, the giving out the t-shirts. Yep. You need the adults for all of that, the mm-hmm. day of stuff, the people who register day of, the creating the packets. We might actually need to get together 2 days before and create the packets that have like the little, even if these aren't timed ones, you still want to give them a little bib and safety pins. And, you know what I mean? All that. It's like the bibs, maybe we could probably order those online somewhere cheap at 50 cents to a dollar a piece. Safety pins are cheap.
Trinity will give them a paper that they can get breakfast afterwards, because Trinity's always serving food over in hometown days.
Oh.
They did, the last time I started doing this, they said, no problem.
So you get a little coupon.
A little coupon,
right,
and go have breakfast.
Those little envelopes. The cost would be like, say, $100 in supply stuff, you know, safety pins, paper,
yeah.
Okay.
Envelopes.
All right, so
you could make a few thousand, which you could either jumpstart a coffee shop or could
jumpstart,
you know what I mean?
Another, well, better managed one.
Well, yeah,
okay.
You're also going to need that
all
one
right.
to start the next
yeah.
year's race.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. It sounds like that might be a good place to start then,
mm-hmm.
is a little race in September. Mm-hmm. Clear our calendars.
It would be early.
For the Saturday, probably start the race at 8 o'clock. And
it's Labor
it's
Day
done
weekend.
By
10.
Is anyone else doing a race?
No. I don't believe
that's
so.
That's what we need to figure out.
I could send Tim an email and ask him, are you guys planning
yeah.
a race?
Because they have done.
And didn't we yeah. already have a logo?
Yeah. We did.
Do you still have it?
I'm sure that Susan could get it, because it was her friend that made it.
Okay. All right.
Shoot. I bet I did put
all right.
the calendar back in here. I didn't.
I do feel like there's some.
We're never in town for Labor Day weekend, so.
Well, the problem is that what is it, this year, the 6th?
It's actually in September,
yeah.
instead of August.
Seems to me it's a big Sons of Norway event for me, too, but...
Okay, let's see. What's the actual day that's Labor Day?
Labor Day would be the 99th? No, that's too late. The 5th?
It's the 4th. 3rd,
it's
4th,
the 5th.
5th.
All right.
So you're doing
okay.
it on the Sunday?
Which is the busy?
Well, the Labor Day, they're already packed up.
Where's
here,
the book
so
fair?
It would be Saturday.
It would be Saturday, the day of the book fair.
Right. So it would be
so
September
we start
3rd.
Here and end here?
Yeah.
Okay.
So book fair is both days, though, right?
No. Is it?
Yes.
Is it Friday
Saturday.
And Saturday?
Friday
Saturday
and
Sunday.
No, it's Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
It starts Friday night.
So which day do you think, Rebecca? You do races and
I'm
you...
I'm going to say that...
Probably the best day would be Saturday, because there's a lot of other things happening in the morning on Saturday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that when they have their little...
Is there? I need to look
is it the craft
schedule.
Show out here and stuff?
Yeah.
And
I think
you think it's
think
better to have it when?
Saturday
the car
morning.
Show Saturday? Is it Saturday?
Yeah. Usually it's Saturday.
Yeah, back on.
I haven't been in years since I gave up the tri group, to be honest.
Yeah.
So I can't remember.
I don't know that we've ever been to hometown days in the last 10 years.
Well, I was going
to
say,
days, not
in
the morning. But I went with Dave and Jackie. And
it's back. It's back here now, right? I
yeah.
think I've been here
mm-hmm.
twice.
Yeah.
I've never been since it's been back here.
Oh, then you haven't
where was
been
it
in
before?
many years.
Yeah.
I was about to say.
It was down on the riverfront.
It was
they used to call it the riverfront festival.
Well, I've lived here 10 years and it's been here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's been
they
over 10
years. We performed here last
when they,
year.
When they redid the riverfront, they moved it here. Or no.
All right. So it's been here since
ribbed
they
on the
redid
on the riverfront. Now.
Yeah,
how long
the
has it been?
The first couple of years they had it here, they still called it the Riverfront Festival.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
And then they went, no.
Yeah.
It's hometown days.
It rains almost every time.
Yeah.
So hometown
yeah.
stays is here in the riverfront.
What? No, there isn't one
there's,
down there.
There's
a ribs on the river. July 16th and 17th.
Yeah,
15th and 16th.
Yeah.
And then this is during Labor Day weekend.
And
right.
summer solstice would not be a bad time to do it either, but you said there's
it's
already.
It's June 22nd.
Yeah.
It's a race at
it's
7
already
at night.
A race.
I'm
yeah.
doing it 4 miles. I'm not ready.
Mm.
I jogged this morning at 3.1, and I was like, that wasn't 4 miles? Oh, my God.
You need to have my daughter. She had one for the kids, you know, at Bristol Bay. They had something...
We used to. I have run in the Bristol Bay Boogie for like 3 years.
And she was one of the water givers, and there were a couple of kids that were just. So she ran with them trying
yeah,
to get
water
to
giver.
The
and the thing that really gets people signed up when you do that little $15, $20 fun run,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
the 1 mile one, because the little
yep.
kids sign up for that. So
that's
you make that like $15,
yeah,
you got the adult one, $25.
Just candy just running that started at the pizza place. Rosati's is another good sponsor.
That was the
yeah.
They sponsored the candle, the sweetness one.
Oh, yeah. That was
oh, the path one just had one.
Yeah, and it was a fun run, and it was only.
Didn't they do both, or no? Was it only a fun run?
I don't know that they even had a timer.
Because it was just a fundraiser.
I think it was just a fundraiser, which would be what ours would be. So I wonder who was in charge of that. I'll have to ask Candy. That would be a good resource, because basically we're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just put wheels like a scooter.
All right, so you think we should do it September? September 5th.
Yeah, I'm looking to see what else is on there. Not places too close to us. Rockford probably the only place that's close.
Well, I don't think that's going to interfere with us.
No. But sometimes if there's a race in Naperville or something like that, people go to that. I think it's so hot, people don't want to.
Actually, so it's either the third or the fourth. What do you think, Russ? Third or the fourth?
I'm thinking the better day would be the third.
Do you want me to look
Saturday.
Up the hometown days?
Okay, yeah, I'll look up hometown days and see what they're going to do.
Because Sunday, isn't Sunday more of a half day for the hometown days?
No, because Monday still happens.
Is it?
I think Sunday's still a full
Sunday,
day.
Okay.
All right, this adopt a Sunday, though. Couldn't we do that? We just send out letters and just see what we get?
Yeah.
So I'll work on a letter. I'll work on a letter to businesses that just say, this is something that we really are thinking that we need to do. We're hoping that we can find some sponsors to, you know, and we'll get some banners made. So I'll find out how much it will cost to have a banner made that says this Sunday open with
open
the generosity of so-and-so. I mean, I have to think about that. What do you want the sign to say? This Sunday sponsored by, and did we say we were only going to start it during the school year, Rebecca, what we talked about?
Yeah, somebody said it's not needed. I remember somebody saying that we wouldn't need to do it in the summer so we could cut down the number of Sundays from 52 to, was it 30-something or...
All right.
We could be closed during breaks. We could be, like, open during the calendar year of the school district.
And for 12 would be 40 if you don't have it the 3 months of the summer.
Yeah. Plus there's, like, 2 weeks. I mean, maybe you do one during Christmas break. But.
And Michelle, will you give me a list of the businesses? The chamber must have some kind of a list of businesses, don't they?
They do on their site.
On the site?
A member directory is a long list.
All right.
It's in alphabetical order.
All right. I'll get it from that then.
Yeah, the Sunday night, that's as long as Saturday, because they have the band, the High Infidelity band, all the way late at night. I think they even do fireworks sometimes or something.
They haven't done it the last couple years.
No.
The river.
I'm thinking of 4th of July at Menards.
Okay.
What's the day that we do fill a bag for $2 or something like that? Is that Sunday here or Monday?
We do that Sunday.
Sunday, okay.
It's the last hour of the...
Yeah.
Look
so. All right. So we can't do anything with Adopt a Sunday till we know how much it's going to cost per Sunday. So Susan will give us that. I'll write a letter.
She already has that. Mm-hmm.
Can't I just send that to all of you guys and you can look at it? And then
yes.
Because I hate to wait another whole month.
Mm-hmm. You'll have to send it on my personal email. I'm not getting my...
Library one?
Yes.
I was going to say, I don't remember to check my library one.
Well, Sandy, I can just walk it over to you.
So you
if you go down to Wilmeca Hotmail or Wilmeca Rodriguez.
It did, too. Last time I was over, it did.
It didn't.
Yours on here isn't right?
Well, that's the library one that's on there.
And yours doesn't work?
I get
work.
The one from the library now.
Yeah.
The regular.
Yeah.
You know,
I need to just direct it to
the person. Yours is spelled wrong, isn't it?
What?
Is it C-A-R-I-L?
C-A-R-I-L.
On here, it says C-A-R-I-L dot LaChance.
No.
No wonder you don't get yours then. Because yours is spelled wrong. Which I think I would have known that anyway. So, okay. So I'll try to get a letter, some kind of a letter composed.
Well, you have my other email from Pam.
Now, this is the library one that we have. You're going to send?
Yeah, I'm going to try. Yeah, I'll... I don't know. I've got
that one. I seem to get. It's the other one. I haven't found it.
You get the one from the library.
The one that we set up for
Carol a Chance at Yorkville.library. You get that one.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, Russ, your assignment then is to. What were you going to do now?
send Tim Evans an email.
All right. And you're going to get the T-shirt design from Susan.
Yeah.
You're going to find out, is he the one who runs many of these things?
Tim?
Or do we need to bring someone in to talk to us about how they actually do this thing? Because I think Brenda Bart, what's the Brenda, who is the state's attorney, or the... isn't that what her title is?
Not state's attorney, that's no. Greg Weiss.
No. What is her title? She's the CASA...
Public defender?
No, she's not a public defender.
I don't know. She represents kids.
Yeah.
In court.
She's our CASA.
Yeah.
Well, she's not the CASA lawyer. She actually represents the state in those cases. She's the prosecutor.
Well, would be in the public defender's office then.
No, she's the opposite. She's on the opposite table of the public defender.
Well, then that's the state's attorney's office.
So she's in the state's attorney's office. Yeah. And she organized a race that was out at Hoover. It was an excellent race, and it benefited juvenile justice system. And she had a timer, and she had a huge raffle, so she sold raffle tickets, and she had prizes that you could put your little tickets in. And
Crystal Bay did that too, because auction raffle.
And she gave tickets out. She gave T-shirts out, and she gave kids that were under such and such an age little teddy bears because she had them all donated to somebody. It was really cute.
Medallions made.
Yeah, she had little. Yeah. You can get those medallions pretty cheap. I used to do that for the Olympics. I got to remember where I got them, though. But those aren't terrible either.
No. Well, Bristol Bay, she had the little fox, just like they have on the shirts. She had them turned into little, like, rubber things with the chains. And if we have a logo, maybe they could... She knows where she got the... They could turn our logo into a little medallion that you gave all the...
She looked... Was it like a pin maker? She make them
no, they were actually like rise, like, you know, made in China. I mean, because
they usually run in the rain.
This is something you had to have, no, they had to
rain or shine. We're running.
Lightning's the only thing that helps.
Yeah. I used to
order
mine.
Any athletic events up.
And then I'm not so sure because where are they going to go when they're halfway through the race?
Okay.
Run into a house?
Certainly not under a
tree. You only cancel
grab hold of the flagpole.
You run in the rain.
Yeah.
And actually, a lot of runners run better in the rain.
Yeah, because it's a little cooler.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You'd have to run at 8 in the morning because it'll be hot.
Yeah.
It could be hot. It could be rainy.
There have been lots and lots of rainy days for hometown days.
Maybe I'll ask the Junior Women's Club to get involved in this. And my daughter-in-law can help you with this project. Because number one, she's a runner.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
And she does a lot of running. And a lot of these things like Wameka does. But she's in the Junior Women's Club, and they do a lot of helping. And this might be a good project for them.
But then they would expect money, their share, right?
Not necessarily.
If they did it as a service project for the library.
Yeah, and that's what the Lions Club would do, too, because they know that it would help if part of the money went to buying large print books, you know, or for the Junior Women's Club, if we purchased, what's their interest? Maybe they would want to be sure that we did something else for them, but everybody wants the library open more.
They like the children's books.
Right, because they come and read.
But the idea is to be open.
Right, so I can't imagine that either.
I just found out a senior who graduated.
Either group would be.
Who said she can't, she's trying to go to UIC. I was talking her through where she was coming up with the money to stay on campus. I'm like, well, it's like you need to commute. Like, she has no money. Like, they gave her, like, the school cost $17,000 in tuition, another $10,000 for room and board.
For just one semester.
That's 1 year,
yeah.
27. She got maybe $3,000-$4,000 in scholarship. I'm like, and how do we think we're going? So I was like, why didn't you fill out all these applications? She goes, well, when school was in, I would stay really late and work on the computers, but when they're not, I go to the library and use the computer because you have to take a bunch of pre-tests or whatever, all online, and they take about an hour each. I was like, so the day you might be off, Sunday, if you're not working or in school, I was like, you don't have a computer in your house? Like, we have five. I was like, you don't have... She just graduated from high school and still has nothing at home. She's been doing everything on her phone. I said, you've been trying to fill out applications on your phone? She goes, yeah, or when the school's open, or when the public library's open. I was like, well, your case is why the library should be open for. I was like, wow. I didn't think about how many students are really in that situation. Like, on a weekend, they can't get their work done.
I bet you'd be surprised.
I think you would, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think there's more than, I mean, has it been that many years since I've been gone? And I would say that there were a lot of kids who did not.
And I think we just need to advocate for that at Chambers, and I think people would see that what we're trying to do is not for us, it's for our community. It's for the people who, their only day off is Sunday, and, you know, it's the only time they can get in, and we're closed on the one day that they can get there. Saturdays are busy family days.
Yeah, Saturdays.
Any other ideas for revenue?
Oh, I'm sure that's in that letter.
No other ideas, or we'll just go with the three that we have?
Well, if we say the three, are we talking the coffee shop?
Well, we're either going to do something with it, or we're going to throw the idea away.
We came wrong because I wanted to see this.
All right, I want to show. Okay, come.
We're supposed to actually look at what
is there more business?
I don't have any business.
All right, well,
we're
come
adjourned.
With me. I'll give you a little
turn word. This off.
Turn that off. This meeting is adjourned.
Adjourned the meeting. Yeah. We are adjourned.
Okay.